go le gabong he ka tsena tsa kgwebo jalo ka go tseba gore le ba gago le leng le leng re ke re le gabong ka tsena tsa kgwebo ba e leng gore re matlafatsa batšha ba e leng gore ba batla go ikalela dikgwebo tsa bona ba bangwe ba se ba tswetse pele ka kgwebo tsa bona empa ba ipotsa gorena ba di godisa jwang le gona go di matlafatsa jale re buisana le kgomotso lekola um ke letswalela la ka maona ka Pretoria mme re buisana le motho e leng gore o na le tsebo ya dilemo se masome a mabedi ka o fela tsa mosebetsi go tloa e sa le modula setulo wa boto matlanka phetagatso matlanka e mogolo wa tsa tshebetso dikhamphani tse kgolo wena boeboe kwano nageng ena ya rona ya Aforika Borwa mme o bile le kabelo e kgolo diprojekeng tse e fapaneng di-industering tse e fapaneng tse kenyeletsang ya tlhagiso merafo mmogo le telecommunications gara tse dingwe
mongwadi lekola re o amaela kwano tshebeletsong ya le sedi fm rakobile tsa afternoon drive dumela bute
e dumelang le kae
e phetse ntate wena o phetse
a
ra leboa ntate re ntse re shebile taba tsa gao ntate o mangolongolo tsebo ka ofela ya dilemo tse masome ya mabedi mme ke tsebo e leng gore ke ditulong tsa boetapele ka ofela fela ga re tle tabeng ya gago ya kgwebo tšhisego ye ya gore le wena o iphumane o le e mongwe wa borakgwebo ba tlageleletseng ka magetla ya atlegileng ebile e qadile go kae
ketsetegodileng le yona go bolela nnete from nako se ke lomonyane a ke itsenye ke fanekana ke ipona fela ke le rrakgwebo so from a very early age ke rekisa maswifi ke tlhatswa diteki tsa batho in the neighborhood ke polisha ditlhako ke kgatlha dilone ke tswantsa ke rekisa maswifi all of the above so I always had the desire ya gore nka dira something
monna o tlwelela mosebetsi o qala kgwebo a se qeto e bonolo leeto le o lebile jwang mo teng o tlwelelang pei e o tsebang gore jwang kapa jwang ya ke na kgwedi fela o ya mo o sa tsebeng gore ebe ntho di tla loka kapa jwang
Yeah, so as I said, business is like everything else in life. You know, it's like how Bapala Polo or Ole Ekta or even a presenter like yourself. It's something selling us to the market to you, you know. And there comes a point more in your life, more you put down or no. This is the path that I'm going to do. And you dedicate your whole life to. So now in particular, I've always known where I want to take this path. But above all else, I'm a person really from young age, in Bukarata, you know, science and engineering. So I've dedicated my entire life to the pursuit of one goal, science, engineering, as a baseline for business. So you can't, well, I mean, there's many ways to skin a cat, I suppose. But if I'm going to become a business person, I don't want to be just a general business person. I want to do something specific. Specialized, more than what I can build something that can be globally competitive. And to do that, the way the world works, you have to look at the science and the engineering field for that. And it's something that I've done my whole life. I've dedicated my whole life to.
Khomotso go ne na uno sebetsa me o sebetsa mo sebetse leng gore motho batho ba bangata bana ba ke ke ba otlwela o tloa go ba mohlanka phetagatso go ba modula setule wa boto mohlanka e mogolo go tsa tshebetso ha se mo sebetse leng gore motho e mong le emong kapa motho e mong le mong ha sa fitile bo emong bo a ka thoa ha setulo empa wena o la bona go le botlhokwa gore o kene go tsena tsa kgwebo kgwebo e fetotse bophelo ba gago ka tsela e jwang ha e tlile o seba ka nako ntse o sebetsa le hona village
so put yourself out over the program. So it's a very difficult path always young once you make a choice. And I think Hanchi, you know, Haru Kalabatu, you know, in interviews like this, we make it sound like, you know, you move from point A to point B, then you succeed. No, it's very difficult. Maybe 10 years, before business ethics stabilizer, before I was in a position where I would build products that would be acceptable. How to start up business here, I can give you one. You're quite right, I was quite successful as a corporate, I had a good job, I had very good experience. And then when I went on my own, I was literally kili one, go high in my study. And it took me 5 years before I hired my first person. And I'm sitting with a staff complement of close on 130 across all my businesses. So it requires for you know, follow your path Even when you want to give up, you mustn't. And, you know, there's people that tell you, oh, no, 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 they've never thought of giving up. Well, maybe I'm different. Sometimes I think of giving up 3 times a day. But on the 4th occasion, I tell myself not to give up. You know, and that's the path that you have to take. But the question is, always remains, well, what is the higher goal? What is the higher purpose? So I knew for Hakelareka for corporate, I will do a good job and then maybe I'll retire one day on a nice package. But that's not who I am. I want to build something. I want to build a legacy. So, and for the kids, my passion is because I'm going to build something that I can put my name on and say, I've built this.
You know? Khomotso hona le phoso tse tse tswang ke boragwebo ba bangata. Most entrepreneurs ba yetsa phoso ena me dikgwebo diwe. Ke phoso efeng o nana ngore ula ka wa yetsa empa wa gona o phama ka mara yona.
Ah, diphoso ke tsene nje. Ke feng ke tshuma. Kore ga tsomana bana nga se sebe. But I think the biggest mistake any rambo bohle, particularly in the alien, is when the money comes in. We have a tendency to confuse our revenue and profit. So how about 10,000? You assume from 10,000 euros, no, I see how. Only a portion of that 10,000 after you've taken off the expenses and the things that you need to pay and so on and so forth. And I know it sounds like it's an obvious thing, but it's not so obvious when your business is running on a continuous basis, money is coming in on a continuous basis. So always keep your eye on what's coming in, what has to go out, and what portion is eventually yours. It's very difficult. It didn't hear cash flow management. It's very, very difficult, and it's not obvious. And I think a lot of us in the early days, we make that mistake of underestimating exactly how much cash flow you need to run your business, and you end up only in a lot of trouble. And to transition from Kwebo Potana, a small business, to a big business, it's the one thing you need to master, to understand the flow of money through your business. That's the critical thing. But now, if you ask me, just generally speaking, for what I think the biggest area that I see, particularly for young people, that they need to focus on if they want to be successful in business, I'll go back to, you have to go to school. This thing you have to go to school and then start your business on the side and succeed. Yes, it's possible. Some people do it. But now I hold the view for to build the kind of business that can be big and be globally competitive. You don't have a choice. You need a solid education in the math and sciences.
Ke buka e feleng hore o laka wa e bala me ya fetola bophelo ba hao ya etsa hore o shebe tsamaiso ya kgwebo ka tsela e ka lefele e fapanega mme ke a tseba hore scheme sa rona sa drive ke batho ba e leng hore ba bala dibuka mme le bona ba batla hore ba iphumane dikgwebo tsa bona di matlafetse. Ke buka e feleng hore o ka eletsa motho ore a iphumanele yone.
Dibuka ke tse dintsi, but I'm going to take a slightly different slant to what I think. For a lot of times, what I find to encourage me in terms of what I engage with when I read is I want to understand what the formula of success in general is. So one of my favorite books, A Brief History of Everything by Bill Bryson. What's interesting about that book is he talks about many of the great scientists, respected academics, and so on and so forth, and the work that they've done. But she goes into explaining some of the challenges that they had, the trials and tribulations that they had, what they had to overcome in order to achieve their final goal. For now, when I read that kind of thing, I find her young quarter to say for it, I'm not alone when I've got challenges to overcome. There are other people in various other fields who had to also learn, who had to master the art of, you know, having challenges and overcoming.
Khomotso ha re batla go tsola pele ho sala leto la ha o morao re batla dikeletso le ditataiso go fumana ka dikgoka hanyong tsa bona tsa setšhaba.
Ke na le profile mo LinkedIn, so yeah, so I do post a lot, my short start being a sort of, you know, various things, so yeah.
Wa khona re fa le bitso la buka yo katang bua ka yona.
Yeah, Bill Bryson, A Brief History of Everything. A short history of nearly everything.
Okay. Alright. Le bile ho lo fela go motse rula ka letsa ka tlo mahlono lo monna re motlotlo re le le Sedi FM ho re be rena le batjha ba tshwana le wena ba ile ngore ka nnete o tlile boemong ba a small business to a business ile ngore o so itshwere o na le batho ba over 100 ba ile ngore ba o sebeletsa monna re a leboha.
Thank you.
Hey, Timo.